Ah, welcome to my inn, the Carriage Rest Inn, a place where the bard has tales that spin. As our weary travelers struggle to find their role in this world divided with souls that are full. Trust, confusion, loyalty are a greater foe than any arrow sprung from a bow. Who is dark, who is light, a constant battle over who is right. Listen as we begin here at the Carriage Rest Inn.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Carriage Rest Tales. I'm your host and Dungeon Master, Mike, and to my left we have...
Hello, this is Ryan. Be playing Vimus. See what antics we can get into today.
Hey, and this is Nick. I'll be playing Basso / Ozoth, the half-orc barbarian.
Hey guys, it's Sam. I'm playing Woods, the elven paladin ranger, and you hear that? That's a fresh character sheet.
Crisp character sheet.
Crisp, fresh character sheet. But I also have my other two behind it just in case there's like a note or something I need.
Or a drawing.
Or a drawing. Or a doodle.
Didn't we establish last week that notes aren't your forte?
Yeah, you want to know what's really funny? I'm looking at my notebook and there are some notes in here, but I don't know if it's from last session or two sessions ago, but they seem pretty relevant.
I used to date or like put like session one, yeah. Session two, and now I don't know what session we're
yeah,
on.
Yeah, my notes say destroy all golden shards, fell the pillar at Trin again. Where did that? Okay, then these are from a long time ago.
Well, Vimus did it.
Need to go back to Black Bay Harbor, get exchange for Vasil's father.
Close. Last we left off, Vimus had snuck in and refell the Pillar of Trin using Professor's hidden failsafe in there. As he was running away, he saw Quentin and only about a handful of the original 100 Order of Light were able to escape, and they escaped on a air elemental ship with a little hook that you guys actually had designed in season one. And you noticed that Quentin was fighting a lot with some golden shards, and Vimus had pointed out, what did you say?
That when it comes time to face Benson, we'll probably need to get rid of his shards.
Yeah.
So that's going to be his primary weapon.
And while you were running away and escaping, Vaso and Woods were trying to hide from Danoa, but then Vaso went enraged and screamed and yelled and attracted some of them. So you guys got in a little fight with some Danoa, and that is where we last left off. I don't think Vimus has quite made it back to the group yet.
We did fight off those Danoa. There's no left, right?
Yeah, you fought off the ones that had turned to kind of face you. I pictured the rest would have continued on to the center of the city, but you had snagged a few of them when you roared as in your rage form. You know, some that were running past you diverted. You took care of them. You guys did take some damage from that, though. And I would imagine Vimus would make it back to you guys as you are licking your wounds and trying to discuss what to do next, since I believe Vimus might still be invisible. But that probably wore off at this point.
I think it wore off.
Okay.
Pillar fallen. Like I said, it would. Ye of little faith.
I had all of the faith.
You didn't think I could do it by myself.
I...
You said have at it. Go ahead.
And look at you. You gone and done it. Great.
Good job, buddy.
Where to...
And then he's gonna pat him on the back.
Where to now, boys?
Vaso and Woods would notice that he was able to fell the pillar without one of the holy relics, one of those wooden weapons, where all the other pillars have needed one of those weapons to fell them, which I believe Vasa's in possession of one right now, which is the Harbinger's staff of migration that you had picked
up. Yep.
Actually, Vimus picked that up and gave it to you.
Yeah.
Thank Just you, trying buddy. To prove my worth to this trio.
Hmm.
Now that this has fallen, the Night Circle should hand over your dad. So now we need to get to the Iron Mist south of Black Bay Harbor.
Lead the way.
Let's do it.
All right.
Remind me, is my temple close to there?
Time-wise, it's going to take you guys about a week to walk to Black Bay Harbor, or to walk to the Iron Mist at this point. if you were to teleport to your temple, it'd still be about maybe 4 or 5 days. So you might be able to shave off a couple of days, but you'll be on the wrong side. You'll be on the north side of Black Bay Harbor, whereas the Iron Mist is on the south side.
Well, do you guys want to journey forth for the week or go through Black Bay Harbor?
Let's do the week.
Yeah, I don't want to get...
I don't want to risk getting caught up in Black Bay Harbor.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think I'm quite ready to see Benson yet.
Yeah, we need to regroup before you all fight Benson.
We all? You mean us?
Oh, did I not say us? Yes, no. Before we...
You said you all. Benson. You're not planning on joining us?
I can help, but clearly with those wings of yours, you should be able to hold him back pretty easily.
Have you seen Benson? Have you seen him fly through the air with golden weapons? You think my wings are going to be able to handle that?
I mean, you almost took the two of us out pretty easily.
You think you're adequately the same as Benson?
Me? No. You and combined Vaso here.
Well, just like you said when you're trying to prove your faithfulness to the trio, fighting alongside us against Benson, we'll do that really well.
Whatever I can do to help. And I think I would start leaving Thieves' Cant messages along the way about like heading to Iron Mist.
Okay.
Meet you all there.
Kind of sporadically out, so if somebody were to trail you, they would see.
Yeah, Trend's Fallen, you know.
All right, I like that.
Per my word.
Yeah.
Let Corgon know, stuff like that.
Sounds good.
Okay, so it is morning. Woods is going to get up. And she's feeling like extra hungry. So she's going to do a little foraging and head into the nearby woods. And berries, bark, plants, some like good roots, maybe some like wild asparagus. And she's going to sit down in front of the fire. She pulls out a set of really nice kitchen knives that she took from Vaso's dad. And she's going to start like chopping. And just preparing some breakfast.
Hey Woods, where'd you get those knives from?
Oh, these?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're your dad's. I got them.
Why do you have them?
Remember when we were at the house and like the house was talking to you and we were going to look around? I told you I took a bunch of stuff.
No, you didn't.
Yeah,
You said you took a picture.
Yeah, I took a picture, and then she's going to, like, reach into her
Why do you have all this stuff? Give me my dad's stuff back. Jeez.
What are you going to do with knives? I got them in the bag. I've been cooking with them, literally. I've been shopping with these things since we left.
I didn't say you could take them. And Woods is going to go over there and just grab the knives.
Hey!
And we're going to...
She's going to reach into her bag of holding that's off of her side and pull out the pillow, the feather down pillow that she has.
That's my dad's favorite
and I'm
pillow.
Whack it right across his face.
His favorite pillow?
Yeah.
Listen.
He's had that pillow all his life. Give me.
I know. Do you see the yellow staining on it? I'm aware. Why are you so upset?
Just give me back my dad's stuff.
No.
You're taking my dad's
what
stuff.
What else stuff? And then I can't. Now I'm like elbow deep and I pull out this cloak that is like very furry. You mean this?
Yes.
Okay. I brought this all so when we find him, he can have some things.
He wasn't missing at the time.
Those are just details.
Give me back my dad's stuff.
No,
now.
And I took it.
They're not yours. They're my dad's.
They're mine now.
And
you're trying to Vasa take it from
gonna,
me?
Yeah, Vasa's gonna wrestle. Oh, for it.
Go for it. Roll.
All right. Competing strengths.
Good luck. It's morning.
So, do I add my strength modifier?
Yep, strength modifier.
And aren't I proficient in that?
You're proficient in saving throws.
I don't think
throws.
You're proficient in grabbing knives.
Yeah, you're proficient in saving throws, but this is just a strength.
All right, 23.
I got a 13.
All right. So with your 23, you're massively stronger than Woods. So you just yank the knife out. And
what are you?
Woods hits you with the pillow, so you kind of lose your handle on the knife. So it kind of flies across the fire and lands right in Vimus's right foot.
You know, in the beginning, this bickering between you two was kind of entertaining.
I think, and I kind of
thrived, and I kind of thrived on it. But now this is beyond ridiculous.
Woods is just,
and I'm
going to
pull the knife out of my boot and just chuck it. And I'm going to walk off and find my own breakfast.
As soon as he chucks the knife, you just see a large mass just leave the campground in a hurry and dive into the same bush that this knife just appeared into. And you hear the same familiar chant that you guys have probably heard a couple of times from Soph as a little portal opens and you see a knife just drop into the portal. And Soph walks back kind of wagging their tail.
Well, there you go. Your dragon has your knife. Do you feel better?
No, I don't. I have to go back and get it now.
And on top of it, no breakfast. The breakfast will be whole.
Boss is just going to walk off. He's tired of Woods.
Woods is going to wrap the cloak around. She's gotten chilly. So she's going to wear it. It's very furry, very large.
All right. So you're going to be walking around strutting the stolen stuff a little bit more?
Yeah. I'm going to put the... Did the pillow survive the...
Go ahead and roll and see if it got more damage, since it apparently already has a bunch of yellow staining.
Well, if it was his favorite pillow.
That he's had his whole life.
His whole life.
It didn't have any of those stains before.
Clyde's first pillow.
I drool. I wonder, I just rolled a 10.
We'll say that some of the stitching came out a little bit on it.
All right. Well, then I'm going to try to like restitch it back up.
Over the next couple of days as you're walking?
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a performance check.
Natty 20.
All right. Yes, you're able to stitch it back up just fine. And you even take some of the yellow staining out that you put into it.
Yeah, sounds great. And I sleep on it every night. And I just stare at you.
Vasa's definitely going to try to steal it back.
The one day she's like laying down looking at you and she goes, I don't remember your father smelling this good, but I do remember him being attractive. Maybe we'll lie on this pillow together.
I'm going to wait till she goes to sleep and I'm just going to take it.
Okay, sounds good. Are you going to try to stealthily take it or just pull it?
I'm just going to pull it. Yeah. Okay.
What? It's fine.
Go ahead and roll it.
I just let him take it.
Go ahead and roll a d4.
2.
You get a kink in your neck.
Oh, come on.
From the sudden jerk to the side, but it's only 2 damage.
I just pictured Vimus with his cloak up, sitting at a tree, just watching this, and just disbelief that you two made it this far.
I imagine our bickering in like the pillow stealing kind of goes on our entire journey. And I feel like by the end, we're like back to our normal brother sisterly love attitude.
Vata, like he's angry.
Oh, okay, just kidding.
Yeah, he's angry.
Never mind. Everyone's mad at Woods.
Yep.
It's like Woods, you're trying to be mischievous and bring back the old days, but
yeah,
for some reason, Vaso is just not responding like he used to.
Yeah, 100%.
So it's kind of a...
Vaso's still dealing with Eldwyn.
Yep, Eldwyn, and you're dealing with being merged again. So a lot of stuff's going on in Vaso's
world,
headscape.
And I feel like Woods feels like, in order to help him out of that, she's just trying to act like they always did, and it's just not working.
You're getting close to Black Bay Harbor. We are about 30 miles south of it, which Vimus knows is pretty close to where the Iron Mist was last known location. Even so much so, we'll say you get to the point in the road where you can see the Iron Mist out in the distance if you go into Dorma. So I imagine, Vimus, you're going back and forth, kind of. Well, I guess you guys can all travel in Dorma now. So are you guys traveling in Dorma or are you traveling in Ivana?
I think we'd rotate.
Well, I think we'd do the most part of Ivana and then slip into Dorma just to check things.
Yeah, Ivana's the safer side for sure.
Woods has realized that the dynamic between her and both of these guys are completely different. So she's taking less of a leadership role and kind of just letting them make decisions, because it feels like every time she opens her mouth, it's an argument. Hey guys, it's Sam. Ah, we are almost done wrapping up season 4 and the entire storyline. We are so excited and thankful that you guys have been on this journey with us. We want to do a bit of a mailbag. If you have questions about the storyline, the world, the podcast, us as players, we would love to answer those for you as a little season finale. Regardless of where you are in the story, if you're starting with season 1 or if you're right with us at season 4, go ahead and send in your questions either on Instagram at @CarriageRestTalesD&D or shoot us an email at podcast@CarriageRestTales.com. As always, give us a 5-star review if you haven't done that yet on your favorite podcast platform. Share our podcast with a friend. We are so grateful for all of you as listeners. We cannot thank you enough. We are so excited that you've been on this journey with us, and we can't wait to wrap this story up. I hope you guys enjoy it.
As you guys see the Iron Mist in the distance, you're in Dorma now. You notice that there's lots of smoke coming up from the city itself. And as you get closer, you start seeing that part of the leg mechanisms have fallen off. And it looks like they were in a battle of sorts. Vimus, as you get closer, you start noticing more thieves' cant giving you a message. It says, "Welcome back, General. If the people with you are enemies, hold your daggers in a reverse grip. If they are allies, hold your daggers in a forward grip."
I would hold them in a forward grip.
Okay. So
I know I need them.
As you guys start getting closer to Iron Mist, you see Vimus pull out his daggers, holding him in a forward grip as he continues to walk forward. After a while, you start noticing that you're hearing footsteps behind you as you start realizing you're basically surrounded, but they're all just appearing. They're not pulling their weapons or anything like that. And as you get really close to the Iron Mist, a Air Croaker comes flying down from up on the top of the city and lands in front of Vimus. And Vimus, you would know this as General Lingenier. He is one of the 4 generals, and he was responsible for maintaining the Iron Mist in the professor's absence.
General, it's good to see you well.
Yes, it's happy to see you as well. It's been a long time, Vive.
It has been. What's going on here?
Well, we had a small uprising of the slaves, but fortunately, it looks like Korgon's finally been successful in his mission, and that is no longer a problem. And then you start looking around, and you're noticing there's lots of dark shards mixed about with all the debris. You remember back the note that people were trying to kill Osav because he was being a problem. And you remember, oh yeah, Korgon was given the task to fell the pillar at Kamachi and leave no survivors. Yes, we had a sort of uprising happening with the slaves, and well, luckily Korgon was finally able to put down the dwarven city, and now that issue is resolved. And then you look around and you see a bunch of dark shards kind of mixed around with all of the wreckage of the city.
Very good. I'm glad Korgon was successful in his mission.
He's going to get a little bit closer to you so only you can hear and whisper, "How'd you get Osav to join you? I was under the impression he was a formidable ally. Stubborn."
"We all have our talents."
"Fair enough. My talents, as you know, are going to be repairing the Iron Mist. I think we'll have about 3 weeks till we're up and operational. Hopefully the professor will have found the missing pieces by then."
"How long has the professor been away?"
"The professor and the Harbinger have been away for about 2 weeks now. Apparently they are traveling back to the fallen cities to reestablish them."
I talked to Corgon maybe a week and a half ago, and we had an agreement that if I fell the Pillar of Trin, which I completed, I would get the prisoner known as Clyde in return.
Oh, yes.
So we are here to collect Clyde and then be on our way to Black Bay Harbor.
Sure. I mean, we could get Clyde processed, cleaned up, and released to your care. Do you want to take him with you, or did you want to... And you see a kind of puzzled look on his face. Or did you want to leave him here?
Oh, he needs to come with us. He's an essential instrument when we get to Black Bay Harbor.
Okay. We can see about arranging some transportation for him.
Transportation? What do you mean?
The testing proved difficult for his elder body.
Meaning?
He doesn't really walk anymore, but we can produce a wheelchair. He's not talking about this quietly because he does not know the relationship between Vaso and this person. So Vaso, you're hearing this conversation.
What do you mean he's in a wheelchair?
Well, we did some testing to see the strength of a merged soul, and he didn't seem to be much stronger than an average orc. So
you paralyzed him?
I mean, I wasn't personally responsible for it. That would have been falling under the professor's area of expertise. I run the engineering. He runs the research and development.
Wiz is going to walk up and put her hand on Vaso's forearm and kind of like grab it a bit. Kind of like take a deep breath, don't blow her cover kind of a thing.
Vaso's just going to kind of sit there and be like, get the prisoner ready.
I'm going to have Woods take Vaso away. Let me get your dad. And after this is over, we will find the means to get him right. We need these allies to be successful in our mission. If the time arises for payback, we can get it. And I say that in like a hushed tone. I don't want...
Yeah, you would have general, excused yourself from general yeah. engineer.
Yeah.
Talk to your party members.
Just trying to keep him calm.
Well, I guess while we get him prepared, I assume you guys need some rations, maybe a bath, get you some food. We have everything established on the upper quarters, so if you want to come in and get settled in, it's going to be a while. Why don't you stay for a bit? We can catch up.
Are you okay with staying here, freshening up? You can talk to your dad, and then we can form a plan.
Sure.
We can use some cover that's... and not have to worry about being attacked.
Yeah.
I have pool here.
Keep me away from this guy.
Can do.
You guys are escorted upstairs. Vive, you know exactly the layout of the city. You know where to go. It would take you probably 30 minutes of walking to go from the entry-level slum zone of the city up to the third tier, which is where the elite stay. And General Vive being an elite is where you guys would get housed for your temporary stay or as long as you guys want to stay.
Are we in a spot where it's just the three of us?
I would say Lingenier would be trying to hang out with you, but if Vive asks him to leave, he would. But other than that, he's also available to talk to if you're looking for information. I don't know if that makes sense.
Yeah,
no. I think once we get to a proper dwelling where it's just the three of us, I will look at the general and say, this is satisfactory. Please bring Clyde here.
I will go start getting him processed and cleaned up. I will deliver him personally.
Someone else may need to bring him. I know you weren't directly responsible, but my friend here thinks you were. And then you and I can meet afterwards if you'd like.
Yes, I think it'd be very beneficial to catch up to see if you have any information of how long you think the professor is going to take to find the last remaining items.
Yes, we can definitely talk strategy after the prisoner is returned.
So he exits.
So it's just the three of us in some nice dwelling.
Yep, I have a private. Nice dwelling, private. There'd already be food set out and... I'd say there's probably a bell that you'd be able to ring if you wanted an attendant for anything.
Huh. It's pretty fancy.
The Night Circle knows how to treat their generals.
Oh, I see that.
Is this not satisfactory for you?
It'll do.
Basto's just taking a seat and just gripping his sword like really hard and just, or gripping the staff really hard and just trying to like keep it together. But like he's on the verge.
So tell me more about why the professor's with the Harbinger of Creation.
I think the professor who merged with Damien is trying to keep face with the Order of Light. So it's all a ruse, maybe a tactical delay while the other pillars fell.
He said he was reestablishing the fallen cities. So are they going back and undoing the work that the Night Circle has been doing and felling these pillars?
That's the impression I got from Qorgon when I talked to him.
This seems so counterintuitive.
But I think it's a tactical presence that he's trying to keep face with the Order of Light. And I don't think they're major pillars that he's re-erecting. And when he does, he puts a failsafe in them. That's how I was so easily able to fell the pillar at Trin. With that said, I think time is of the essence to get to Black Bay Harbor and confront Benson so we can fell the final pillar.
So to recap, we are in a place where the professor of the Night Circle has been merged with Damien of the Order of Light.
I think they've been merged for a while.
Yeah, you would know the professor and Damien have been merged for probably going on 12 years now.
So before they were merged when you met him, when we met him for the first time.
Okay. So they're out with the Harbinger of Creation, whom I'd personally like to kill, undoing the things that we all have done, but building in a failsafe so we could go back through and do it again. We're here waiting for your father, who now we don't know what conditions he's in, with a ticking time bomb, because I'm sure when you see him, it's not going to go well. And we are just supposed to trust you? And she points at Vimus.
Have I not been trustworthy thus far?
There's just
I've gotten
so much.
Another weapon. I've gotten Vaso, his father, back, whatever condition that is.
I understand that. There's I can so get much us. Double crossing and so much double agents. And I just are. So we're going to collect Clive and leave and go to Black Bay Harbor and kill Benson, which, by the way, is Vaso's uncle, Clyde's brother.
I don't think we necessarily need to kill Benson if we don't have to, but distract him long enough to fell the last pillar to weaken the Harbinger of Creation, and I think that would allow the Harbinger of Destruction back into play, making the Harbinger of Creation easier to kill.
So we have to kill? Okay, again.
I'm looking at the DM like, am I on
you
par?
You guys are doing great.
Okay, so I'm not blowing smoke.
Breadcrumbs.
Just to recap again.
Recap a recap.
A recap a recap, if we will. We have Vaso, Osaf, our buddy, our pal, merge with somebody who wants to protect the Harbinger of Creation. Vaso wants to protect Benson. So we need to disarm Benson in order to weaken the Harbinger, which we have to also kill. It just seems like, and she's going to look at you, Vaso, you're going to have to make a lot of really difficult decisions. When you're in a headspace, I don't think you can make said difficult decisions. Anyone
Vaso's just
see a problem with this?
I'm going to step in front of Vaso and Woods so that only Woods can see me. There's another piece of the puzzle that I have to make our mission more successful. And I'm going to show her the crown. I need to get this at the pillar, and it will fall. So I need you two to distract Benson as much as possible while I fell the pillar.
I'll take care of Benson.
I don't.
There's your answer. If you had any doubt of what he was going to do, he just answered
it. I'll take care of Benton.
Okay.
I don't care about anything else.
Okay. But we still... I have no doubt we're going to fell the pillar. I have no doubt at all.
You've been wanting to end the spell...
Yes.
Since I saw you with those wings.
I still...
How did you want to do that? This is how we do it.
Listen, I'm not against said plan. I am concerned that 3 plus a half of whatever we're going to get out of Clyde, if anything, sorry,
The general can have subjects to help us too. The Night Circle wants this as much as...
I think what I need from you is the full plan. I think...
I have laid it out. I don't know how I can lay it out more clearly.
Every single time we talk, there's now something new. What general? What other thing? Like, who?
You know I'm merged with Vive, who is a general of this Night Circle. That's how I got Clyde. I want to get him back. I have what I need to fell the pillar.
Great. So we're going to go to Black Bay Harbor, fell the pillar, kill Benson, kill the Harbinger.
No one said kill Benson.
If you guys think, listen, touch
Benson unless I say.
Listen.
If we're going to get out of this without killing Benson, we're all dead because Benson will kill the three of us.
If he can kill so Benson, if he can distract Benson.
Did you say distract or kill? Because that's a big difference.
Freudian slip, whoever that is. Whatever you need to do with Benson, we will let you handle Benson up front.
And alone.
I need you.
I got him.
I need you to collect the gold shards so that Benson doesn't use them against us. While I go fell the pillar.
If
everything is a snafu, you can teleport us back to your portal or to your temple.
If you feel like we are going to do this without killing Benson, you're crazy.
If you kill Benson, I'll kill you.
Do we know for sure that
Benson will kill you.
Do we know 100%
that I will kill you.
Benson doesn't want this as well?
He fights on behalf of the Harbinger creation completely.
We saw the Harbinger creation bless him. I don't know if that necessarily means he wants to hurt us. Maybe he wants this spell to end.
Vive, when you were talking about getting the golden shards away from Benson, you start remembering working with the professor in his experiments of Mordina. Woods actually got to witness one of those experiments. But as Vive, you start remembering that, okay, during Mordina, when one dies, so does the other. But then later... You remember the professor started experimenting with what happens if we mix those two shards together of that same person that died. If I mix their light shard with their dark shard, what happens? And in every situation, when the light shard and the dark shard of the same person mixed, they would meld together and then disintegrate into nothingness.
Yeah, so as Vaso's sitting there, he's... You know, processing everything, like he's going through his change, he's listening to this argument and plan, whatever. And he pulls out the tapestry and he's just kind of looking at it and just trying to maybe figure out a way how to process everything a little better. And just looking at the tapestry.
As you're looking at the tapestry, something is itching at you that there's something more in this tapestry that you guys haven't noticed.
So when you said the light and dark shards, and I noticed all the dark shards at the Iron Mist, does Vive think he can weaponize those to counteract the gold shards that Benson could use against us. Because I know together, if they enough accumulate, they produce Denoa.
So if enough dark shards get together, they produce Denoa. And then you start getting that itching question that you've had, I think all of you at some point. Why are there Denoa in Dorma, but there's no equivalent in Ivana? Dorma is being overrun by these dark shards that have melded and molded together. Ivana doesn't have that. Instead, you start thinking Ivana every year has the Festival of Lights, where people will bring their golden shards and they're burned in front of the statues, in front of the pillars. And that seems to be it. But you also know that you can't destroy these things. The Harbinger of Destruction can't destroy the dark shards. Are they destroying the light shards? And this is a question that's been gnawing as you start thinking about it.
Do we think once the light shards are destroyed, they turn into black shards in Ivana and are the shell of the former light beings of Ivana?
We're burning the light shards only in front of the statues. Are the light shards keeping the spells, this spell alive? Are they the fuel to the fire? So if we stop burning them in front of these statues, then will it weaken the spell? Weaken the Harbinger of Creation?
As she brings that up, Vive, you remember when you broke into the Harbinger statue in Black Bay Harbor. During that fight was going on, the Harbinger statue got damaged. You found out it was hollow and you jumped in there. You remember when you were in there, you were seeing some golden shards floating into the statue. And when they hit the floor, it activated a ring, teleportation ring, and then they were gone.
So the light shards in Ivana eventually go to Dorma to create Denoa to keep the Harbinger of Destruction occupied on that side.
That's kind of what you're... So you're hypothetically, that's what you're saying out loud. You're like, hey, did those light shards get teleported? Something like that. And then Vaso, you start, as you're looking at this tapestry, you are particularly drawn to the very center of it, where there is a picture of a volcano on one side and then a picture of a full mountain on the other side. And it starts to kind of stand out at you that one side's the full mountain, one side's the volcano, but there seems to be a big golden ball in the center of the volcano, kind of. Is that what's going on? And you're like, what is this?
It's a light shard.
The size of it looks like you can only see the half of that light shard on the Denoa side, but on the Ivana side, it's hidden behind that volcano. And I'm showing them.
Yep,
I'm
showing them the tapestry.
So do we have to go to the volcano in Black Bay Harbor?
As you start thinking of going to that volcano, Woods, the memory of Sol'Pellor getting murdered by the Harbinger starts to replay in your head. You start thinking the volcano at Black Bay Harbor. And you remember that flashback. You remember Sol'Pellor was looking down at Black Bay Harbor, but from way up, from an angle that you don't remember seeing. You put together, oh, I was standing on the mountain looking down at Black Bay Harbor. You remember seeing your reflection in the glass, and you remember, now you're thinking about it like reflections. What else could I see? So you start looking in the reflections, and you notice that, well, behind you, a decadently furnished room built into a cave. The cave was lit and warmed by the lava stream that was flowing around aimlessly through the cavern. And just barely in the corner of your vision, you saw that there was a large floating light of some sort in the lava stream. In this memory, you also remember being served by servants. in that meeting with the Harbinger. So Pelor had a drink in her hand after all. And you remember that the servant was a being of pure light. You remember him, the Harbinger, calling them the Shards of the Faithful.
If all the light shards are going to this mountain, and from there they're basically producing ammo or power, whatever you want to call it, for the Harbinger of Creation. But on the flip side, the black shards are what's causing the Harbinger of Destruction to basically be this colossal being that is unable to basically do anything. So do we, instead of going right to Benson, do we need to go investigate this mountain? Will falling, somehow getting rid of all these shards of the faithful, make our task easier in Black Bay Harbor? If this is all the ammo that Quentin and Benson are using.
Do you feel like they're not going to be there? There's got to be some protection.
The Harbinger of Creation is with the professor out resurrecting pillars. He won't be there.
You don't think Benson or somebody from the Order of Light? There's got to be something.
Well, we know the professor and Damien are with the Harbinger of Creation. We probably know that Benson would not leave the Order of Light headquarters in Black Bay Harbor. So yeah. Who else would be there to fend off? And if that was the place where your goddess was murdered, don't you think she would have some sort of vendetta or knowledge of what to do once we get there?
I'm gonna take a second and like kind of reach into myself and see if Lucha or Sopalor are persuading me either way. I'm gonna roll for goddess.
Roll for divinity.
Yeah, roll for divinity.
Which is not a skill, which drives me nuts. I mean, so I guess religion.
Yeah.
Sure. Roll religion.
This is horrible. I have a negative one.
I mean, that tracks.
Five.
That tracks without even going on with your goddesses.
I know, that makes sense. Five. I can't tell.
The only thing you'd be able to get from that ascertaining is Sopalor is scared of that location, which I think is obvious because she got murdered there.
Okay, I agree. I think we should go. I think we should. The fact that Sopalor is afraid tells me it's somewhere we need to be.
Because if everybody on this side dies and turns into a gold shard, people that haven't been merged, and their gold shards go to this mountain, the Harbinger of Creation has to have an endless supply of these shards of the faithful.
Mm-hmm. And now they're just using them to make weapons. We saw that with Quentin.
Right, and if we need the Harbinger of Destruction, yeah, I think we need to go to this missing peak, this mountain.
I agree.
I think this is Vive coming in. I think any tactical advantage we have of ensuring our success of felling this last pillar, I feel like we need to take it.
Especially if we could go and deplete the supply and make him even weaker.
For once in a while, we have finally agreed upon something.
Feels good.
So I know this isn't Gnomus's or Vive's memory, but as a player, when I was Kincaid and we were in the forest, that light being ran out. Actually, you all would have this memory too. Would they all
would have the memory also?
Would you all recognize this being as also like a shard of the faithful, since you have the memory of Sopalor and this servant?
So I'm gonna say Vasa. I'm gonna step into your shoes for a second here. When Woods was talking about Sopalor's memory of shards of the faithful being served by a being of pure light, you, Vasa, start thinking you've seen some of these figures before, and you remember the remains of the Purple Knights. It was the adventuring party that turned into the light being that was helping you guys at the Temple of Salim. And then you remember, that wasn't the first time I've seen items of pure light. I also remember when Benson was getting commemorated way back in season one, the Harbinger of Creation called all his fellow, quote, gods to join him on stage. But all of those gods were just beings of pure light. And then Woods, aka Lucha, flipped out, started calling the Harbinger a murderer. And that kind of ruined everything else.
So all the gods are dead, and he's using Shards of the Faithful to act like they're gods.
Yep.
And goddesses. Because he killed your god.
Selene. Right, Selene or Sopler?
Sopler. Selene was their original merged selves.
Yeah.
So if all the light gods and goddesses are dead, and their light shards are in that mountain, could theoretically freeing them help in our cause? Can we return the light shards of people or goddesses back? You know what I'm saying? Like, return like their essence.
Starting to.
Because obviously, Sol Pelor is kind of back with you.
So.
After she's been murdered. So what, some essence of hers there. And yeah. Now I'll let you talk.
Okay, would
you? I was on a roll. I was like, yeah, I'm connecting things.
Yeah, and maybe. So is Woods. So
okay, go ahead.
You're saying all these things, and Woods is like, yeah, well, so if I, like, if Sol Pelor's essence is there and I take it, do I become Sol Pelor? Does that awaken the goddess within me? And do I become Selim now that they're both do I have this opportunity to be actually become a god?
Woods is asking that question, a knock appears at the door.
Why don't you keep him distracted while I go answer the door?
I think we're already plenty distracted.
Well, I think I know what's at the door, and this is not going to go well.
Basha's going to stand up, and because he knows it's probably his dad coming.
Yep, I'm sure.
He's just kind of pacing a little bit.
Let me bring your dad to you.
Yeah, he's kind
just
of
go in a, just go in a different room. I'll bring him to you.
Yeah, we're going to... Is there like a balcony?
Sure.
We're going to just...
I'm going to ring my servant bell.
I'm going to let Vaso tell me what he's doing, though, because they're telling you what to do, but what is Vaso going to do?
He'll just go to the other room, just kind of pace around in there.
Okay. Yeah, because you could easily overpower either of these, I think, in this situation if you wanted to, so I want to make sure you get your autonomy that you want.
Yeah.
All right, so you're going to go to the other room?
I answer the door. Actually, I'm going to ring my bell. I think that would be more general vibe, and I'm going to have the servant answer the door.
Okay.
While I stand like 20 feet in front of it.
Sounds good. The door opens, and then you see a lower ranking. You see a lower order Night Circle member pushing a wheelchair. And I'm sorry, General Vive. We are a little short-staffed ever since the slave rebellion got put down. Sorry, it took a little bit longer, but I have been told you would like this prisoner. He's been bandaged up, cleaned up, given a fresh clothing, and he wheels in a Clyde. They have their legs in a wheelchair with a blanket over their legs. So you can't see any like the damage that might be there, but you do sense that there's no movement coming from the lower half of this orc, and he's got lots of bruises on his face, cuts, stitches, but he is clean.
I'm going to dismiss the lower ranking Night Circle.
Okay.
Thank you. That'll be all.
All right. If you need anything, just let the servant know, and we'll try to assist any way we can. And he closes the door on his way out. What do you want with me? Why dress me up if you're just going to continue?
The time of you being tormented in this place has come to an end. I have someone here who wishes to see you.
Why should I trust you?
You have no reason to trust me, but your son is here, should you wish to see him.
You see that he doesn't believe you. Like he thinks it's like a hope that he's trying to give you.
You were with Vaso and the one they call Woods to seek a tabaxi cat named Nomus.
Yes.
I am Nomus.
Why do you look like a night circle? He was part of the Order of Light. I won't fall for your traps. You can't just put a tabaxi in front of me. And
you are right. I am Nomus, and I am the other half of him, Vive, that has been merged. Similar to how you've been merged in the past. And I will let you know that your son has also been merged.
He's whole.
Yes. He is very upset by your current condition. So I wanted to speak to you in person to make sure that you were wanting and able to see him.
I would be more than happy to see my son. If he is in fact here, you know that.
Can I push you into the room where he is at?
I can't stop you.
It's true. And I push him into the room where Vaso's at.
Yeah, Vaso is going to see his father be enrolled in. He is going to be not angry, but just heartbroken and just sad and gonna start crying. And like he's just gonna be trembling and then he's gonna go up to Clyde and just hug him.
As this story pulls on your soul, in the end, we hope it is full.
Hey guys, it's Mike, your host and Dungeon Master of Carriage Rest Tales. I just want to say thanks for taking the time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you are enjoying the content and you haven't already, please give us a 5-star review. It's really going to help us grow our listenership and be able to reach more people. I also want to give a special thanks to Tabletop Audio for providing the background music for today's episode.